Welcome to Assets in Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show. It's all about the issues of aging. Well, technically, we're not live. We're recorded, but I'm here live while I'm recording it. Glad to have you with us, our 20th year on KFB. Actually, starting, I think, next month, or this month, our 21st year on KFBK. Can you believe that? Nobody that I know of has been on the radio longer anywhere in California and in the United States talking about the issues of aging than this show and me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, starting our 21st year, 1998, September of 98, I believe. I started doing this show. It's a long story how I got this show. It's a good story, but it's a long story, and I'm not going to tell you. And I'm grateful every day that I get to come and do this. Thank you for listening at the hour you're listening, or if you listen to it on my website. But 21 years of talking about the issues of aging. I was in my 50s. I'm 73 now. I was in my 50s when I started this show. I was a youngster. And so I'm just proud to be here. Glad to be with all of you. Glad to be doing this. Thank you so much for letting me into your homes and into your lives. And I'm just proud to be a part of all of this. Thanks for coming to my workshops. Thanks to all the groups that have let me come in and speak to them in the last 25 years of 30 years of doing what I do. By the way, I'll come and speak to your group organization on the issues of aging anytime for free. In fact, I have two speaking engagements coming up this week. So just thank you so very, 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 very much. I hope it's been valuable to you. For those of you that it has been, I wish you'd drop me a note or send me an email. I'll give you addresses in a little bit. And let me know that this show has been of value. And if it's helped your life or the life of a member of your family, let me know. I know lots of people who it has changed their lives, the fact that this show exists. So thank you. Again, I'm your host, Bob Scrivano. Remember a couple things. Any of you been listening to me since I started in 1998? I've been saying this for going on 21 years now. Remember, I'm not an attorney. I don't want to be. I don't practice law. I don't give legal advice. If you want legal advice, you should consult an attorney, preferably one who knows what he's talking about, or she. I know some who do. I have a California insurance license. Doesn't have anything to do with anything, but I have to tell you that because this show might be secretly about insurance. It's not, by the way. I have a legal document assistant license recorded in Sacramento County. Also a bond filed for that license in Sacramento County. That license allows me to prepare legal documents at your direction and request. For more information on legal document assistance, you can go to the California Association of Legal Document Assistance website and get information. I'm not securities licensed. I don't want to be. What else do I have to tell you? I'm a notary. I don't know what that matters. I don't know. Everything we talk about here is my opinion only. My opinion is quite often right, but it's my opinion only and should never be taken as any form of legal, tax, financial, or how to peel a potato advice. And no, I can't make creme brulee. So we got all that stuff out of the way. I sit here every week, and I'm now sitting in front of an inch and a half of stuff trying to figure out what I want to talk about. And I think I've decided what I want to talk about. But a couple things to get out of the way. Don't forget my upcoming workshop on September 29th. If you've been to anybody else's workshop on trusts, on powers of attorney, on long-term care, on nursing homes, on Medi-Cal, on VA benefits, I don't care. You have never been to one like mine. And these workshops are really special. There are two of them on the 29th, which is a Saturday. One at 10:30 and one at 12:30. They're the same subject, so you can pick either one. They last about an hour and 15 minutes to an hour and a half tops. We're going to talk about the issues of aging. They are limited to 15 people each. And when I say 15 people, I'm not kidding, because that's all the room holds. I only have 15 chairs. And we're already half full. So they always fill up. So if you want to get to one of my workshops, my next one's on the 29th. You don't want to miss it. We're going to talk about long-term care issues. We're going to talk about Medi-Cal. We're going to talk about VA benefits. We're going to talk about who pays, who doesn't. We're going to talk about the long, sad story of what happens when we get older. Someone sent me a picture, a friend of mine. I'm going to try to explain it to you on the in a minute via the radio, even though it's a picture. I think I can draw a word picture of it. How do you get to the workshop? You call me at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. I encourage you to bring your family. Children, if you're worried about your parents, show up. Parents. You need to let your children know what's coming. So I encourage people to come as a family. So you can call me on the phone, 800-999-8007. Yes, even if you're in Sacramento, you call that number. Or you can go to my website. My website is Assets and Aging, ASSETSANDAG. ING, assetsandaging.com. And you can scroll down and there's a place there for you to sign up for the upcoming workshop. And you can sign up for the 10:30 or you can sign up for the 12:30. Again, it's limited to 15 people. When I get to 15 people, we stop. It's Saturday the 29th. It's a workshop. It's not a seminar. You're not going to get a free lunch. You're not even going to get free donuts, maybe water. You're not going to get a free electronic device. No gimmicks. You're not going to learn how to harvest wheat with a lawnmower. You're going to learn how to harvest wheat the correct way. And by harvest wheat, I mean plan for long-term care. Plan for frailty. I'll have copies of my book there, Navigating Frailty, for those of you that come. And you're going to learn a ton and you're going to be motivated. And here's the most important part. At the end of the workshop, you're going to actually know something and have a chance to change your life for the better. How often do you get to change your life for the better? Well, you're going to get that opportunity at this workshop. Again, September the 29th. Also on my website, you can listen to my podcasts every Wednesday. My last podcast was on transitional care. What is transitional care, Bob? Listen to my podcast or come to the workshop because we're going to talk about transitional care. My last newsletter was on VA benefits called Aid in Attendance. What is that, Bob? You should be on my newsletter list. If you're not, you can sign up on my website or you should come to the workshop because we're going to talk about Aid in Attendance. We're going to talk about what I'm going to talk about on the radio a little bit today, only at greater length. And I'm going to make you work. I'm actually going to make you work. That's why I call it a workshop. You actually have to, like, work. You have to do stuff. So on the 29th, 10:30 or 12:30. Is that right? 10:30 or 12:30. That's right. You can sign up for either one. pardon me, they both have the same information, so it's not part A and part B, it's the same workshop. And yes, I'm going to do it. I don't have somebody else do it. Okay, what do I want to talk about today? I want to talk about the chairs. I want to talk, I want to tell you about this picture a friend of mine sent me. She's terrific. She's a retired as a general, and she's phenomenal. And she sent me this picture, and here's the picture. Now imagine this picture if you can. All sitting on the same table. On the left is a baby bottle. This is actually looks like an old glass baby bottle, an old baby bottle. Next to it is a Coke bottle. Next to an old-fashioned Coke bottle. Next to that is a bottle of beer. I won't tell you what brand. And next to that is an IV bag like you would see in a hospital. And there's no title to the picture, but I think you can figure it out. It's the aging process. The baby bottle, the Coke bottle, the beer bottle, and then the IV bag hanging from a post like you'd see in a hospital. I think it's a really great photo. I don't know whose it is. She sent it to me. Whoever did it. It's all in black and white, which I think makes it more powerful. And it's a terrific picture. And we're going to talk about that last one, the IV bottle today. And I'm going to talk about the chairs today. And I want you to listen. Because this week, I've had, in the last couple weeks, so many people call me. And they're being told, I can't use the word. But imagine the word I would use here. They're being told stuff about nursing homes and about Medicare. And one person had an HMO tell them that they were going to throw their father out of the nursing home in 48 hours. I'm not making this stuff up, folks. Other people who wanted to take a spouse home that they can't take care of because they've been told by the nursing home they don't have any Medi-Cal beds. I'm not making that up either, folks. So let's talk about the chairs. Normally, I draw this out, but this may be, if I can pull this off, this will be the best show I've done in 20 years. And I want you to kind of imagine it. And if you're sitting somewhere where you have a piece of paper, get the piece of paper, and in the middle of the piece of paper, draw a picture that looks like a chair. You know, it looks like an H with curved legs. A chair. And sitting on that chair is Grandma. And follow me through this whole process because this is what happens thousands of times a day in California and millions of times a day in the United States. This same, the chairs. I once showed this to a legislator in the state legislature here. He didn't care at all. I mean, didn't care at all. Didn't get it, didn't understand it, wasn't interested in seniors, wasn't interested in the aging process, which is not unusual. Go figure out what the legislature cares about today, and it's not you. Trust me, it is not you. Okay, so Mom's sitting in the chair, and Mom gets sick, Mom has a stroke, Mom whatever, and Mom goes to another chair. So draw another chair somewhere up in the upper right-hand corner of the paper, and draw a line between Grandma in the middle or Mom in the middle and the chair in the top. And the chair on the top is the hospital. Grandma's changed chairs. She's no longer in the chair at home. She's in the hospital. Well, maybe she's in the hospital, but maybe she's not in the hospital. Well, Bob, she went to the emergency room. I know, but we're now playing the game of chairs. And the game of chairs, next to every chair, you can write a great big dollar sign. Because this, a medicine in America, in my opinion, is no longer about the patient. It's about money. That's my own opinion. You can take it or leave it. You can believe it or not. There are exceptions to that rule. But as an idea, medicine is very seldom now about the patient. It's about money. And here's what I mean. Grandma went to the nursing home. Grandma went to the nursing home at 6 o'clock at night. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, Grandma is transferred up to one of the floors. And Grandma then is there for, let's say this happened on Monday. And Grandma goes into the Louisville nursing home emergency room at 2 a.m. and goes, it's now Tuesday morning, and she goes up on one of the floors. She's there Tuesday and Wednesday. And on Wednesday, she's discharged to the nursing home for rehab. That family is now facing a $20,000 bill. Why, Bob? Well, now remember, we got a third chair involved. So Grandma went from the chair in the middle of the paper to the hospital, and then she went from that chair to the nursing home for rehab. She's now in a different chair, different rules. Every time we change chairs, we're changing rules. While she was in the hospital, she was never admitted to the hospital. Bob, I'm really confused. Grandma was in the hospital. She went up to the floor. She ate food. They put a catheter in her, and she was there for 2 days, and then they moved her to the nursing home. What do you mean she was never in the hospital? She was there under observation. She was never admitted. And some of you have already run into this, and I have talked about this before, but Grandma was never admitted. Therefore, because Grandma was never admitted to the hospital, her Medicare supplement policy may not pick up the bill, part of the bill, and almost definitely will not pick up any of the rehab bill. Her Med Sup, not Medicare, and Medicare may not pick up all of it because Grandma was never admitted to the hospital. So she's already in the third chair. She's moved from home to the hospital to the nursing home for rehab, where they've told her she can only stay for 20 days or 10 days because Grandma's not improving. So Grandma has to go home, and because she's not improving, and that's a lie. At the hospital, you thought she was in the hospital, and she wasn't. You weren't told the truth there. She was there under observation, not admission. And then when Grandma moved to the nursing home, another chair, Medicare, said that they would pay for 20 days. They paid for 10 days. And they said Grandma has plateaued, and therefore she has to go home. That's also a lie. It's not true. Now, understand the money that's changed hands here. Why did the hospital not admit Grandma? Because they're afraid Grandma might come back. And if Grandma comes back in 30 days, I believe it is, for the same thing that she went into the hospital for, the hospital is penalized by Medicare. So they don't want to be penalized, so they just didn't admit Grandma. When Grandma went to the nursing home, because she was never admitted to the hospital, she was only there under admission, she's now in a rehab bed that's costing $700 to $900 a day. And Medicare and the Medicare supplement are not paying all of the bill because Grandma was never admitted to the hospital. Are you having fun so far with the chairs? Do you understand why I do what I do and why you're sitting out there, you know, trying to figure all this out? And it's no wonder people, when they enter this whole system of chairs, they are so confused and so scared and told so many things. I once had a discharge planner at a hospital tell one of my clients that they were fine right after I had talked to the physical therapist who said the person couldn't walk, but they were ready to go out of the hospital and to rehab. And I took the discharge planner into the room where the person was, and I pointed to the side of the bed, and I said, "What's that?" And they said, "Oh, well, it was because my client was catheterized." And the discharge planner didn't know it. And I asked the PT, the physical therapist, to come back, and the physical therapist said, "This person is not ready to leave the hospital." But they were ready to discharge him to the chairs. And all along the way, somebody's making money on one of the chairs. Once grandma leaves home, and if grandma was getting home care, somebody was making money on grandma's home care when she was in the chair at home. Follow the money. So let's go back. Grandma was admitted to the hospital. She now goes to the nursing home. She's still in the third chair. Follow them along. This is why people should be coming to my workshop. This is why people should be in my office, all of you, every day, going, tell me how this works and how do I protect myself against this game. The game of chairs. You've heard of the Game of Thrones? It's the game of chairs. Grandma was admitted to the nursing home, so now when she goes to the nursing home, Medicare is going to cover it, but the nursing home is still going to say, as they say to my clients almost every day, your grandma only has 20 days. After 20 days, you have to pay the copay, or you have to pay us $360 a day private pay. Because grandma has stopped improving, she has plateaued, she has stabilized, which is not the law anymore. There's a court case called Jim O. v. Sebelius. I suggest you look it up on the internet and learn what it is. But once again, many nursing homes have not told grandma or her family the truth because they want grandma out of that rehab bed. Because in that rehab bed, they're getting paid by Medicare $700 to $900 a day for a couple hours a day of physical therapy. If they turn that into a Medi-Cal bed, if that person gets on Medi-Cal, they're going to get $300 a day. Do you understand the motivation to get grandma out of that rehab bed? I'm going to take so much flack for this show, and I really don't care. We're going to have to take a break in a couple minutes, but I'm going to continue this because there are more chairs to go. You can't believe how many more chairs there are to go in my little story about the chairs. Be prepared. We're going to take a break in a minute, but before we do, I want to tell you, remind you one more time about my workshop on the 29th. If you have not signed up, you might want to think about it. If you've already, pardon me, gone, Bob, the chairs already have me confused. Wait until we continue. You might want to make sure you get into the workshop on the 29th. And you can do that by calling me at 800-999-8007 and leaving me a message. And I'll call you back over the weekend or next Monday or as soon as I can call you back. First come, first serve. Or the even better is to go to my website, assetsandaging.com. And scroll down and you can sign up for my workshop there. I always check emails first. And let me know how many people are coming and which workshop you want to go to, the 10:30 or the 12:30. This is all real stuff, folks. It's not make-believe. I've been living this for over 20 years. I literally had somebody call me today and say he was taking his wife out of the nursing home because they were told that Medicare was going to stop paying. They're in their 80s, folks. He's going to try to take care of her at home because someone told them that Medicare was not going to pay anymore for rehab and he had to take his wife home. I'm not making it up. There's a lot of you out there who have been my clients or have been through this know that exactly what I'm saying is what the truth is. Sometimes I wish this is a live show so I could have people call in and they would call in and say, yeah, this happened to me. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. This is why in the next couple weeks I'm going to be announcing a subscription service, and that subscription service is going to entitle you to all kinds of help when these kinds of questions come up. Access to information, to white papers, to articles, to special tapes and videos, to all kinds of information. So you're going to want to listen for that in the next couple weeks. When I come back, I'm going to start talking about the next couple chairs. I may not get through all the chairs today. I may not have time in an hour to explain the chairs without a diagram. But I'm going to do my best. So when we come back from the break here in just a couple minutes, we're going to continue with the chair, but we're going to add a chair to the third chair, not a new chair. We're going to add a couple chairs to the third chair. Remember, right now, Grandma's in the nursing home. We'll be back here in just a couple minutes. Stick around for starting our 21st year of Assets and Aging. Don't go away. Okay, so welcome back to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show that's all about the issues of aging. Today, we're talking about the chairs as we begin my 21st year on KFBK. 30 years of doing this. It's been a long time, folks. That's why this is California's single best resource on the issues of aging. Not theory. Not free video games, not a free lunch, actual information that people can use if they choose to. I'm talking about the chairs. I'm talking about what people go through and my upcoming workshop on the 29th. And we're going to talk, I probably won't talk about the chairs because it would eat up the entire workshop if I really did this right. If I had 500 of you in a room and I could sit here and do this on a whiteboard, we would spend an hour by the time we got to the fourth chair. That's how convoluted medicine and the long-term care system have become in the United States. So when I left you, by the way, my phone number, 800-999-8007. When you want to sign up for the workshop on the 29th, or if you're dealing with this today, get in to see me today. Get into my office today. If you don't do it, you're going to come back when it's a crisis, and then your options are going to be limited. It's just the way it is. So, pardon me, I have to take a little drink here. So 800-999-8007, or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Again, assetsandaging.com. Okay, so grandma's in the third. It could be mom, it could be dad. I'm just using grandma as an example. Don't get hung up on the fact that I'm using grandma. So grandma went to the hospital. She was never admitted, or she was admitted. It depends. Then she goes to the nursing home and she either has to pay for the rehab at $700 a day or she doesn't, depending on what happened in the hospital. All very confusing to people. Now grandma's been told, the family's been told, well, we're going to discharge grandma because her 20 days are up and we want to discharge her to a boarding care or to an assisted living. And we have this person we want to bring in. And this person is going to help you find a nice assisted living or boarding care. Okay, a new chair has just come up alongside grandma. And this is a placement agent or a, you know, whatever you want to call it. Somebody that, you know, because grandma can't stay in the nursing home. She can, but the family's been told that she can't. Well, Bob, why did they tell her that? I already went through that in the first half hour because of how much money they're making on the bed for rehab. By the way, a nursing home's worst nightmare is when they get a phone call from a hospital that says, we have a rehab patient for you. Do you have a bed? They never want to say no. That's why you can walk into nursing homes and you'll find three or four empty beds. And they'll say, we're full. And you go, but there's three or four empty beds. I know, but those aren't for your grandma. Those are for rehab patients. They have a sign on them. They don't. But that's what they'll tell you. They'll tell you it's not a Medi-Cal bed. By the way, there's no such thing as a Medi-Cal bed. My clients get told, you can't, your mom can't stay here because we don't have any Medi-Cal beds. I had a client told that today in LA by a nursing home, that their parent couldn't stay there anymore because she's in a rehab bed and they don't have any Medi-Cal beds. There are no Medi-Cal beds. So now a new person has come up that's associated with the nursing home, not an employee of the nursing home, but it's a placement agent. And the placement agent gets paid a commission by the assisted living facility, or we're going to send grandma home and we've got somebody that's going to get some aides in there for you. Or they're going to find a nice boarding care for grandma. What nobody tells is that now, so we have a new chair up alongside of grandma, which is the placement agent. And the there's a lot of good placement agencies around, folks. I know who they are. There are also some that pop up every day that nobody's ever heard of before. And sometimes they'll have contracts with the nursing home. They definitely will have contracts with certain assisted living facilities or boarding cares, and they can get paid up to 2 months of rent as their commission. So let's say they convince you to take grandma to a boarding care that's $4,000 a month. What they didn't tell you is that they may be making up to twice that amount in commissions for suggesting Acme or Shady Acres assisted living, not knowing that this person gets paid a commission for telling you to go to Shady Acres. And sometimes there's even a payment back, and never mind. You get my point. You get my point. Do you get my point? Just like not every hospital will send you to every nursing home. Some hospitals have contracts only with certain nursing homes. Why do you think that is? Come on. Remember, this is all about money. Why do you think that is? Oh, you didn't know that? Why not? I've been saying it for 20 years. Now, you think grandma needs to stay in the nursing home, but remember, they told you that grandma has plateaued and she can't stay there anymore. So you believe that your only option is that you have to take grandma out and either send her back home or send her to a boarding care or send her to assisted living. And I've talked about the activities of daily living today, before. There's six or eight of them, depending on which list. Let's say six, the basic six. And grandma can't do five of them. The only activity of daily living she can do is feed herself. But they're going to send her to assisted living because she can't stay in the nursing home anymore because she's plateaued, which is, by the way, not true. But you didn't know that, and your family didn't know that because you never came to see me and you never went to a workshop, but you got a free lunch. You went to a seminar where they had a free lunch and you talked about it. They said something about this. Okay, now, let's bring another chair into this. Isn't this fun? Going to bring another chair into this. Well, we don't have any. Somebody at the nursing home is now going to tell mom, well, we don't have any Medi-Cal beds, but we can refer you to somebody who can help get you on Medi-Cal. And by the way, the VA doesn't pay for nursing homes. Sometimes they'll say, well, by the way, we're going to, there's care planner. There's another chair that comes up here brought in by the care planner. And that's the person that they have a deal with that's going to get you VA benefits for grandma if she goes to assisted living, and everybody's getting a kickback there. Or they're going to send you to somebody who's going to do Medi-Cal planning, and they have a contract with them, and they get a kickback. Do you see how many chairs start getting involved here? And the reason all these chairs are involved is because the family didn't know the path. Didn't know the path. It's like Little Red Riding Hood. She's on her way to grandma's, but all along the way, she has to go by the wolf, And the wolf keeps talking to her. This is the same kind of thing. Everybody has got their hand out. Yes, I make my living doing this, but I don't get paid a commission by anybody. I don't give anybody a kickback. I don't pay anybody for doing any of this stuff. I don't have contracts or arrangements with facilities or with assisted livings or with care agencies or anybody. And the reason why is I want to be able to give people what I think is my best advice. There are some, I can't be too specific here, but there are some people who, well, never mind. I know everybody around, folks. I have an entire file in my office. I was doing some filing this week, and I added another inch of stuff of what I think are politely misinformation from workshops and articles and handouts about long-term care, Medi-Cal, VA benefits, Medicare, and all that kind of stuff. So now we've moved mom to an assisted living or a boarding care that's going to charge us $4,000 to $5,000. And along the way, you were recommended to another person in another chair who was going to do VA benefits. And that person, even though they're not supposed to get paid, said they'll do the VA benefits for free. You just have to take your $100,000 that's in the CD and put it in an annuity on which they make an 8% commission. So they make $8,000 and then they'll do the VA for free. But what they didn't tell you is that the VA could take 6 months to 8 months to a year. And if you die, the claim dies with you. So therefore, you're not going to get any benefit. And oh, by the way, if you don't fill out the claim form correctly, you're going to be denied VA benefits. So now what do you do? In the meantime, you got to put out $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month for the assisted living or the boarding care. There's another chair involved. I don't know how many chairs we're up to now because I'm not mapping this out. But do you understand, Grandma started out in her chair. And Grandma wound up going to the hospital. She had a stroke or she had a heart attack or she fell or she has dementia, whatever the reason was. And all along the way, Grandma, as she moves from chair to chair to chair, so she's moved from her chair at home to the hospital, that's another chair, to the nursing home for rehab, that's another chair. She and there are two or three more chairs came up alongside of her who were advisors while she was in the nursing home. And then she went to assisted living, and now she's in another chair with another set of rules, trying to get VA benefits that are another set of rules. And then after 3 months, everybody finds out that Grandma can't stay in assisted living, or Grandma goes on hospice, which is another chair and another set of rules, or Grandma now can't stay in assisted living because she's too bad and she's got to go back to the nursing home, only now she doesn't go through the hospital. So now you're back in the nursing home chair, but now you're paying $350 a day private pay if they'll take you. How many chairs is that? It's a lot. But it's what people in California and in the United States go through every single day. And I could add more chairs because sometimes there's attorneys that get involved. There's other people that get involved. There, you can't believe how many chairs come along. It's hard to fathom sometimes. And everybody has their own piece of advice. I have my own piece of advice. I try to base it on fact. I try to base it on what's real. I try to base it what I know to be the truth. I try to base it on the best knowledge I can gain from the smartest people I know. If I don't know, I've got people I can call that know. It's from tax people, because mom and dad have been told to put the daughter's name on the house. Mom and dad have been told to go get a reverse mortgage to pay for it. Now the reverse mortgage guy, there's another chair. Nothing wrong with the reverse mortgage, but who made them, you know, all along the way, there's another chair. And by the time it's done, people don't know which way to turn. They literally don't know which way to turn. Nursing hospitals that will tell people, we're going to discharge your grandma from the hospital because she can now walk 75 feet. And I tell the family, have you seen grandma walk 75 feet? And they'll go, no. Why don't you go to the hospital and watch grandma walk 75 feet? Or the nursing home is saying, well, she's done with Medicare because grandma can walk 75 feet. Did you watch grandma walk 75 feet? No. But they told me. They told you. Did you watch grandma walk? No. One of the first things I teach my clients. The first thing I teach my clients. And my clients will tell you, this is one of the first things I teach them. There's one word and one phrase that you need to understand to navigate this system. The first is the word no. Just because somebody in authority tells you something doesn't mean that's what you have to do. So I teach my people that when the nursing home says, mom's Medicare days are up, she has to leave, I give them the 6 federal laws that say she doesn't have to leave. I teach my clients how to say no. The other thing I teach my clients all along the way, starting with the first chair, which is the hospital, is to learn this phrase. This is a very important phrase. It's one of the most important phrases you will ever learn in your life. When someone along through all these chairs, you're going to hear people telling you all kinds of things. You're going to hear all kinds of stuff. You are going to hear things you can't imagine that you're going to hear. And you have to learn this phrase. Are you ready? Let me get back to you on that. You know, I'll get back to you on that. I'm going to talk to my sister and I'll get back to you on that. I'm going to talk to mom and I'll get back to you on that. Never agree to anything the first time. Never, ever. I had a client, a brand new client in LA, call me the other day. Dad's gone to a nursing home. Mom and dad have an HMO. The HMO social worker came to one of the children and said, well, Medicare is going to stop paying for this. Your dad has to leave the hospital within 48 hours. He has to go home within 48 hours. I mean, has to leave the nursing home within 48 hours. This was not the nursing home saying this. This was the HMO that was the Medicare supplement. I'm not making it up. The phone call happened. My client said, what do I do? And I said, well, the first thing you say is no. The second thing you could do is you go to the nursing home and ask them. And then whatever they tell you, you tell them, I'll get back to you on that. And then you call me. Because you and your family have entered a world that is so bizarre and so convoluted that it's hard to imagine. And for those of you that have been through it, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I hope you're screaming at the radio, because maybe somebody in radio land will hear you and go, oh, maybe it is true. I know people that have been through every chair there is. And that by the time, if I continue this, I'd have to go for another 45 minutes, and I can't. I have 5 minutes, 6 minutes. But the chairs are real. And long-term care is real. And your family's going to go through it, guaranteed. Some of you are going through it now. And if I could, I would beg you to pay attention to what's going on in your family. I would beg you to look at your mom or your dad or your spouse, or your grandma and your grandpa, or whoever it is, and look at them in real terms. not in make-believe terms, but in real terms for what's really happening in their life. Because otherwise, you're going to go through the chairs, and you're going to be one of those people who calls me after $200,000 is gone and say, you know, what did we do? We're out of money. Why are you out of money? Because we were told this and this and this. Well, none of that's true. What do you mean it's not true? That's what we were told. We were told we had to spend down. We were told we couldn't keep anything. We were told about the VA. We were told this. We were told that. We were told all this stuff. I know. Somebody in a chair sat down with you and told you all this stuff. You have a chance to become educated. You have a chance to get the tools you need, pardon me, so that you can defend yourself and your family when this happens. And it's simple to do. On the 29th of this month, I've got a workshop at my office. There's two sessions, one at 10:30 and one at 12:30. 10:30 and 12:30. 10:30 and 12:30. It's really 10:30 and 12:30. It's as simple as that. And it's free. It shouldn't matter. I should be able to charge you $200 and you should be willing to come, but it's free. 10:30 and 12:30, either one. It's the same workshop. It's not part A and part B. There's only 15 seats available. There are not 20 seats available. I only literally have 15 seats plus my own, and I have to have a place to sit. So there are 15 seats, and it's 10:30 or 12:30. And you can sign up for the workshop by either calling me at 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. If I'm not there, leave me a message. Or you can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. ASSETSANDAGING. But I'm really talking to a bunch of you right now who don't have until the 29th. You don't have 2 weeks. Your mom or dad or grandma and grandpa are already deteriorated to a point where everybody's going, what do we do? What do we do? We don't know what to do. Then you should be in to see me this coming week. You should call me and schedule a time and get in to see me. For those of you that think, well, I've got a will or I have a trust and that's enough, I'm here to tell you, not necessarily. A will is of no value. A will has no living benefits. A will's not going to help you deal with any of this stuff. It'll help take care of all the baloney that's going to happen after you're dead. It's going to go to court because wills go through probate. And you're going to be in I did a show on probate. What, last week or the week before? You're condemning your family to probate in a court process for the next year after you die. But it doesn't help at all if you don't die. It doesn't do anything if you don't die. And some of you have trusts that are 20, 25 years old and are estate planning trusts only that just avoid probate and say, when Mildred and I die, the kids get the money. What does it do to help when I'm alive? We'll be talking about that a little bit at the workshop. But if you're struggling with this now as a family, I'm happy to have you come to the workshop. But if you're really struggling with this as a family, then you need to get in now as a family. Kids, you need to get involved. Parents, you need to let your kids get involved. If you're 75 years old trying to take care of your 78-year-old husband, then you need to help. You need to get your kids involved in this process because it's not going to end well. It's not going to end well. It's not going to end well. If you let this go, you know, the old saying about if you catch cancer early, most cancers are curable. Well, old age is not curable, but it can sure become a lot more manageable if you catch it early as opposed to when the malignancy is set in and we're all running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Make a difference in your family's life today. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Get to the workshop. Make a difference. Get to my office. Make a difference. Call me if you've got a question. I'll try to answer your question if I can, within my ability to answer it as my opinion. But make a difference in your family's life. Don't believe all the naysayers. Don't believe all the people sitting in chairs whispering in somebody's ear. Listen to what I said about the chairs. The chairs happen every day. Grandma goes through what I just described. Grandmas go through it every day. Grandpas go through it every day. Parents go through it every day. Spouses go through it every day. Are you prepared? Is your family prepared to deal with the issues of aging and what frailty brings? Remember, at the end of life, we are all going to lose independence. We are all going to become dependent on someone else. Is your family ready? 800-999-8007. Make sure you listen to my podcast this Wednesday. It's live on my website every Wednesday. My radio shows are archived. My podcasts are archived. Sign up for my free newsletter. Get to the workshop, and we'll see you here again next week, right here on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Have a great week.